looked into it.
That was from, that was a while ago.
2 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's something for us in the girls.
With the new condo?
Or not Silver Maple? It was Silver Maple. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, last time I checked it out, they had some vacancies. 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom.
But I hate the prices, though.
A lot of the places are going to be up there,
bro. Up there.
That new one, the new condo, mm-hmm. it was like $2,100, but the second room was pinch.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
it was $2,100.
$2,100, yeah. For a full house, though. You got that for a full house. I wouldn't mind living in a house, though, around that area. If it was that much, I wouldn't mind.
Me neither.
And if everything could, everything bubble, everyone go on easy, getting a house in that area would be pretty clutch. How much rooms did we have? How much rooms did we have upstairs?
Four. There's four rooms in there. Jeez.
Had the basement.
Wow, four rooms, basement, washroom. There was only the one washroom upstairs.
There was
a half washroom downstairs.
That's okay. It was only traffic, like when not really traffic. Only if mans have to go out or.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
But now that. One easy,
I haven't seen any houses like for rent there.
No one's leaving there. Pretty sure they have it for a good price. Mm. I mean, but it would be hard still.
So if you were to move, when would you wanna do that?
Truthfully, fam, like I told you before, like fam, I'm geared up. The thing is, I want to be here for my mom, them, and everything. Like, I'm going to start my life, too. And my mom wants me. Like, my mom wants me, too, you know? The other day, I was talking to her, I'm like, yeah, I'm turning 30. She's like, yeah, you are. Mm. She's like, yeah, you are. She's like, it's time to, you know, think about what you want to do, how you want to go about it. You know what I mean? And go from there. And plus, I'm sure my mom's husband's going to follow it.
From Jay.
Yeah, he's bound to follow, you know, and when he comes, for sure there's not gonna be like I'm just gonna be in the yacht. Nah, like the kids are gonna need their room. You know? Nai's gonna need her. Nai's getting older now. She wants her room. She talked to me about it a couple times. Like, you know, daddy, like I miss when we had our own place and stuff, you know what I mean? Mm. Don't get me wrong, she always wants to be around her cousins and everything.
It's nice to have, you know, make them have their own space. The same way we want our own space for ourselves, it's nice for that they can have their own space as well, you know, and do their own thing.
Well, I know my mom will be good stuff. So, I just want to help her for these next couple of months. I'm gearing up for like January.
January.
Yeah, December, January. Depending on how much I can save. Right. I mean, because the next motive now, especially if I give this. This girl sent me. What's it called? She sent me this, but she's supposed to send it to the manager, not me. But she's just like, oh, great. I'm happy to hear. Because I told her, I'm like, yo, thank you. Like, because she's based out of Cali.
Okay.
And this job is interesting, too. Like, he was saying, like, yo, every couple odd months, like, you'd have to go to. He's like, yo, like, once you get hired and everything, like, yo, we're going to be sending you to Montreal.
Okay.
Like, he said that. Like, you know, it won't be definitely as much as now, but there will be times where you'll be away.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because I get to go back. I get to be my family there, too, and, you know, and I won't be away from home for too long, you know?
That's blessed, though. So, what, she sent you an email, but it wasn't for you, but it was, like, kind of a confirmation?
She's just like, great, I'm happy to hear it. I've caught candidates to screen stuff. It's like, but if you feel confident with Junior, we can move forward with him. Irvin has approved the installer. Oh, has not improved the installer yet. We will wait to, because the man told me, he's like, yo, because I met one man, and he was like the more uptight. He's the boss. Like, you know, he's the uptight guy or whatever. The next one, he's chill. Like, he's like, yo, to be honest, this interview shit is not even really me, so I don't even. And then we chop, like, we just, like, you know what I mean? It's like, so I don't, like, you know? Yeah. I'm just like, yo. He's like, you'll be working with me. And if everything goes well, like, yo, you know? You're here. And if that is it, fam, if they give me a good, if they give me a good fam, whatever contract this bitch, whatever contract they got, fam, just give me 20 and over, I'm good to go. Good to go.
Taking it. Well, shit. Like you're asking for, it's pretty immediate. You know what I mean?
We'll see.
You're ready for it.
We'll see. I want it, yo. Oh, them timing,
right at your front door, B. What do you mean?
Right there.
Them might, I'll even show you a sign that must send you an email, not even meant for you.
Yo. Because he said that too. He's like, yo, the next guy said, like, you know, he's like, yo, the next guy said all the good thing. He said all the good stuff too. But then he's not here anymore, you know? I'm just like, yo, fam, like, fam, I have a job that's going to keep me home. It's going to keep me in an, it's going to keep me, like, fam, 15 minutes to get to, like, 20 minutes max to get to work, dog. I'm not crying. You know what I'm saying?
You laughing.
I'm laughing. You know what I'm saying? And especially after how in my head, I'm just like, yo, I want to, regardless, I kind of want to be generally closer to that area. A plus. I mean, and then once I get everything settled with the car and everything just going through,
just got to enjoy the ride, bro. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's a little difficult.
But that's how it be. That's how it goes. That's all. I'm not mad, yo. I'm good. And, like, I know my focus. Like, I know the things I want to do next. Like, you know, I have a few things on my plate. Like, you know?
Yeah, yo, lately I've been feeling really in alignment, you know what I mean? Like, really in a good zone, you know?
Fam, you're on it, fam. I see you.
So, and I'm just going in easy, brother. Going in easy. Like before, the past year, I was more work hard, you know, putting so much work type thing. And I'm just like, yo, okay, I did my groundwork. But now I'm, you know, I could relax. I went through what I went through. I know what I want more clearly and stuff like that. Now I could relax. And those things are on its way. I'm still doing my thing, but, you know, it's just a different, more nice pace, you know? And I feel good. Whew. You know, things are working out for sure. And it's deliberate. You know what I mean? It's intentional. It's not on purpose. Man's right here thinking about it, plotting it, writing it down, fine-tuning it, you know? Going through it, getting through it, coming out on top of it, you know?
There's a couple things I just want to OSAP credit card in my car are things that, like, obviously constant, it's on my mind, it's dead, like, you know, I want to deal with those things, and fuck, I just can't wait till it all curves up, especially OSAP.
Trying to share numbers.
I have a stack left.
Oh gosh. Oh, you see that light, B.
Dog. Fam. All I gotta do is stay strong. Stay on it. Fam, in 2 years, dog. In 2 years, what I'm gonna do and everything that's going to be, like, just out the way accomplished. Fam. Like, yo. We're gonna laugh. I'm gonna laugh.
No, I did the calculation yesterday because the thought just occurred to me. I'm like, okay, Noah's six, Kai's 1. By the time Noah's 12, Kai's going to be 6. Mm-hmm. 6 years from now, I will be 34. I make around, right now I'm making around 50,000 a year. 6 years, that's almost, that's over $200,000. Mm-hmm. Over $200,000. Mm-hmm. If I had $200,000 right now, I'd be blessed. Yeah. So, what do I need to do mm-hmm. to keep majority of that money in the next 6 years? And you know what I mean? Do things to put myself in a position where that money could grow as well at the same time. So it's not just shrinking.
One thing that I think we should definitely, like, yo, go to a class or a seminar, start seeing how we can invest. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you were saying the other day, we spend a lot of money doing weed. Recreational. Mm-hmm. I mean, say for instance, we take that 30, 40 bucks. I mean, even just take it. Just take it away. Just take it.
That is it. Even if it's to let it sit until we find something worthy of putting it in. Mm-hmm. Wagwan. And I was talking to a guy who was saying life insurance, starting it up, this doesn't cost, you could start as low as a 25 or 30. You know what I mean?
And you don't even think about it, it just comes out. Boom. Mm-hmm. God.
I have no money. I definitely got, I'm on a wave now. Mm-hmm. Where it's my savings is automated, comes out weekly, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And savings for the kids too. Yeah, comes out, and it's not like, for what I have, it's a good amount, and as I get more, it's gonna increase as well, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But just having that, being in a position where I could do that, and just, it's solid now, and that's how it's gonna be, and better, it's like, that's deliberate. That was intentional. You know? Meant for that time. The focus is there. There. So 6 years with that kind of focus and even better focus where I'm making money on top of that. So it's not even, it could be like 2 years and I get that same result. You know what I mean? So I need to just enjoy it, you know? That's why you can't, not worry.
Not worry, not stress.
Not worry still.
It's intentional. Definitely.
I feel like that spliff went by quick, bro.
Yeah, we can definitely buy the next one.
The Haiti's got kid?
Yeah. Well, Vision took the high tees.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Okay. True. Took the high tees. The high tees will burn so much slower.
So much slower.